Hi, James Tao with a look at Wednesday's market action, and the bumpy ride on the market has continued for another session on Wednesday. We saw the ASX 200 dropping by about 106 points. It's just over 1.5% to close at 6,700 points. And essentially the overarching theme that we've been talking about for the past week and a half now continues to remain the main driver of our market. And of course, that is the US Federal Reserve meeting and their decision on interest rates, which of course we'll be hearing from about 4 a.m. Thursday morning. That's Australian Eastern Standard Time. The expectation is a 75 basis point hike for interest rates in the United States. There is a potential for a 1% lift as well, but that is still seen as unlikely. So investors still rather jittery ahead of that particular decision. We did see our market hit 2-month lows during the session today as well. And with today's decline, it is now 3 of the past 6 sessions that we've seen triple digit losses on the ASX 200. So it has been one of those periods where uncertainty certainly has been ruling the roost. So not surprisingly today, losses rather broad-based, nearly every single sector ending in negative territory. Some of the worst, the likes of materials and real estate, as well as utilities. But we did manage to see the communication sector finishing flat. So that was really the outperformer there. In that mining space, plenty of losers in the top 10, the likes of lithium miner Sayona down more than 5.5%, Champion Iron down around that 5.5% mark as well, and also Fortescue down more than 4%. The worst though of the top 200 was a company called Imugene, down about 13%. It's a cancer therapy company, and it announced this morning that it has started some clinical trials for a new treatment, but investors not seemingly too happy with the news there. Elsewhere, we had Coles announcing that it's selling its fuel and convenience network to Viva Energy, selling for $300 million, and also assigning its leases to Viva Energy as well. So Coles is going to be focusing, of course, on its food and liquor business, and that certainly is its bread and butter. No pun intended there. Our Coles shares today down close to 1%. Viva Energy, one of the better performers on our market today, up around 4.5%. The best on the ASX 200 was Sol Pattinson. It's an investment company, up about 5%, released its full-year profit results for the past 12 months. And amongst that, did announce a special dividend to shareholders. So that was certainly celebrated and very welcome from investors. Other winners today included our coal miners, New Hope and Whitehaven, up more than 3.5% each. Not faring so well, though, has been the Aussie dollar. It continues its recent downward spiral, hitting two-year lows today. It's currently buying around 66.7 US cents.